Please watch this. This is a nice video.
Total $68.
I'm sorry. Can I return the cake, please?
Sure, yes.
I want the cake, please. I won't ask for anything else.
Next time, okay, where we can afford it.
Last time you said that.
The cake is not tasty. Let's buy something else, okay?
You don't want that?
Yes.
I'll take it then.
Okay.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello. This is for you.
I know we cannot accept it.
Would you please?
There's no reason for you to buy the cake for us.
Well, when I was 7, my mother wanted to buy me a cake.
Mommy,
by the counter, we didn't have enough.
Can we get something else?
It's my birthday today. Can I choose my own cake, please?
I'm sorry.
Then, there's this man. I've never met him before.
Here, have the cake. Happy birthday.
I didn't know his name. I never got a chance to say thank you. But I've never forgotten him.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Can I have your contact number? Let me repay you when we have the money.
Promise me something, okay? Someday, when you're able to help somebody, you will do it?
Grandpa! I chose this cake for your birthday.
Wow! This is my favorite. Thank you.
Let's go and put some candles.
Oh, careful. Aiyah, you shouldn't have spent the money.
Actually, I came and paid for it.
Give me this note.
Please write down your address. I'll bring the money back to you later.
A simple act of caring creates an endless ripple.
It is true, and it has been said, you reap what you sow. If you sow love, you will reap and harvest love. If you sow forgiveness, you will be forgiven. If you sow mercy, God will be merciful to us. It's as simple as that. You reap what you sow. It's a very wonderful and moving video that I really like so much. Now, I never expected that ending, that the one on the wheelchair was the same man who gave the boy the cake when he was 7 years old. And that was really touching. You know, just after many years, what the good deed that you did to others returned back to you by the same person that you help. Winston Churchill said, please read, we make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. Very beautiful. Yeah? It is true. We make a living by the things that we get. But making a living is not the same as making a life. To make a life, you must base it on what we give. You know this? Yeah, there was no beauty parlor then, no? During those times, they only have funeral parlors. So I don't want my hair to be done in a funeral parlor. So he looks like that. Anyway, let's read. The value of a man should be seen in what he gives and not in what he is able to receive. And this one, you know him, no? Mahatma Gandhi. This is the person that people said, you are a saint. And Mahatma Gandhi said, no, I am not a saint, except if you think of a saint as a sinner who never gave up. That is the person who said that quote. Read, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. Watch this. This is the modern version of the parable of the Good Samaritan. That is the Jew that will be attacked by his fellow Jews. It's nice here. There's so much snow. They left him half dead. And then here comes a priest. Hey, there's somebody in trouble. Oh my, OMG. But I have to say mass. I'm sorry, see you later. Here comes a Levite. Like the lay ministers of today. Oh, he needs my help. But I have to serve in the mass. I'm sorry. See you later. And now here comes the villain. A Samaritan, colored black. And in this parable, Jesus asked them, who do you think acted as a real, a true neighbor to the one in trouble? They cannot say the Samaritan, so they just said the one who helped him. Because the Jews are always quarreling with the Samaritans, no? That is the way it is. That's why when they are passing through Samaria, Samaritans are half Jews. But they are not pure blood. No, because during the Babylonian exile, some Jews were left and intermarriage happened with other nation, with other races. And so the offspring are half Jews. They are called Samaritans and the Jews don't like them. You are not Jews anymore because you're just half Jews. So what happened? They quarreled with each other. But you see, one asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? The one who helped him. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus said, please read. Jesus called them together and said, You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be servant of all. Real greatness is not about what we have, but about what we give, about what we share. In your parish really needs you. Whoever is the pastor, pastors come and go, but this is your parish, and your parish really need people who will continue to serve, not just with money, of course, but with their time, with their talents, no? I assure you that people who gives more time to the Lord, as I told you last Sunday, the Lord is very pleased with you, for you have given him additional time, aside from the 1 hour that he requires from each of us every Sunday, every week. A servant is just happy to know that he or she is needed. I had this experience with one of my friends. Actually, the wife is my friend, but the wife died already. So my friend died, but the husband suffered a stroke, a brain stroke, and he was comatose and brought to the ICU in a hospital near our place. That was a Sunday. At 10 o'clock, I already said 4 masses that Sunday. I was just resting at home before I go back to the house of the bishop where I live. I stay with our bishop. So I was resting for a while watching television. Suddenly, my cell phone rang, and I answered, and they said, "Father Bong, we would like to ask you, please come here in the hospital, because Celso, the name of the one who has suffered a brain stroke, he is in the ICU, and he needs to be anointed." I told the person, "I'm so tired, it's Sunday, and I don't have the materials needed, even the prayer book, for anointing of the sick. I don't usually bring that except when somebody tells me, we would like to schedule an anointing of the sick, so I will bring those materials. I don't have anything with me. And besides, there is a chaplain in the hospital. If it is an emergency, go to the chaplain. So I don't have anything with me, so please go to the chaplain and ask him for anointing." So we put the phone down, and then after around 20 minutes, the phone rang again. Father, we already talked to the chaplain." "So did the chaplain anoint him?" "No, we just borrowed the materials that you need." My God, OMG, what's this happening to me? Am I the only priest? Am I the only one that can do that? There is already the chaplain. They didn't ask the chaplain to anoint. They still want me to go. You know my feeling in my heart? I am full of resentment at that time. I don't really like to go. I'm tired. But since nobody will do it, anyway, I told myself, I can pass by that way going home. Anyway, but it will not make much difference. Difference of 5 minutes is nothing at all. So I decided to go at 11 o'clock, and then I anointed the person. But along the way, I'm really full of resentment. After the anointing, going home, I'm so relieved with what I did. I am full of contentment in my heart. You know, the person died that morning, 5 a.m. the following day. 5:11, I anointed him. 5 in the morning, he died. I didn't know that yet. But when I was driving home after the anointing, I was really full of contentment. Then I really reflected on it. And these simple situations has a very good message for each one of us. I said to myself, why do I have to go through the feeling of resentment before I go through the feeling of contentment? Is it not possible for me to avoid resentment and just go to contentment? Then that night I decided, I will just be happy to know that I am needed. If ever it is possible, when people need me, I will just be happy knowing that I am still useful for other people. Show us, Father Egay, what a servant, happy servant is. Yeah, see? Father Ed, See, even with those bandages, like a mummified pastor. But he's still happy. That is how we should be. I know there are moments in your life that you are so tired of giving yourself, sharing yourself. But some people aren't pleased with you. And we are sad because of this. But don't worry. Whatever you sow, you will reap. Thank you, Father Ed. You can now go to the convent. Okay? All of us are just like pencils. Watch this. This is very inspiring. A pencil maker told the pencils 5 important lessons just before putting them in the box. Lesson number 1, everything you do will always leave a mark. Lesson number 2, you can always correct the mistakes you make. Lesson number 3, what is important is what is inside of you. Lesson 4, in life, you will undergo painful sharpenings which will only make you better. Lesson 5, to be the best pencil, you must allow yourself to be held and guided by the hand that holds you. We all need to be constantly sharpened. This parable may encourage you to know that you are a special person with unique talents and abilities. Never allow yourself to get discouraged and think that your life is insignificant and cannot be changed. And like the pencil, always remember that the most important part of who you are is what's inside of you. You know, have you watched that movie, when Robin Williams was a robot who wants to be a human, by Centennial Man? It is a nice, how he puts this is so nice, that when he does something to another person and the person says, thank you, Robert Williams will simply say, one is glad to be of service. It's a nice way of acknowledging, no, what you have done with humility. I am glad to be of service. Father Gio, are you glad to be genuflecting in front of the Apple computer? Last night I used my computer, but we decided to use his because it's more expensive. Mine is already very, very old. I think it's already 10 years old. So, but I'm still using it because I'm used to it. No? And I have a very personal attachment with it. What happened? Are you tense, Father Gio? Are you pressured? Oh, it's all right. That's fine with me. It's true, I don't get tense anymore. Even at traffic, I told them, why should you be bothered by that heavy traffic? You cannot change that. Even if you get angry, if you kill somebody, it will not move. So what will we do? Do something that will take away your mind of the traffic. You cut your fingernails. You color your hair. No, while in traffic, you can do so many things. Instead of being irritated by it, why not find something to do? If the traffic is so heavy, you buy that kind of coffee that we call 3-in-1. You know that coffee? 3-in-1, no? And then you try to separate the milk, the coffee, and the sugar. I think that is something to do, no? So when you succeed, I separated the coffee, sugar, and milk, and then there's still traffic, you mix it again. And then you start separating so that you will not buy another coffee. So what happened to your computer? Now he's kneeling on both knees. Before, Father Gio is just genuflecting, and now he's kneeling. I hope his prayers will be answered, no? Now, when people say, Father, I do not really get what I want from God, He doesn't answer my prayers. You know, when God answers your prayers, it is because you believed in God. You believed in Him. But in times when God doesn't seem to answer your prayer, it is because God believes in you. Sometimes you just don't really put everything in His hand because God has given us so much. The intelligence, talents, friends, treasures. You don't need God always. And He will say to you, please, my son, you can do that for yourself. Don't bother me with something that you can achieve by your own effort. Father Gio, it is hard to talk. To make spills and whatever. It is now here. So does it? This is the last one. Thank you, Father Gio. Please read. This is for Father Gio. One day, all of us will just be memories in this world. Better make it a good one. So, Father Gio, we will remember you by what you did, genuflecting and kneeling on both knees. That's why the computer made it through. Let's now bow our heads for a while and say a prayer. Lord, it is true that there are moments in my life that I also get tired of being the strong one. I am tired to be looked upon as the reliable one. People always look up to me for solutions. I get tired of people wanting me to be always with them, to find solutions to their problem. But now I realize that to be of service is always better. Than to be served. It is always better to give than to receive. It is always better to care for the sick, than to be cared for being sick. Sometimes in my heart, I express sorrow for being too tired of house chores, cooking, bringing the children to school, preparing what they need, washing their clothes, and so many other things. But this is my real purpose in life. Service is my higher purpose in this world, that not even death can prevent me from living forever. I dream of leaving a wonderful legacy in the heart and mind of the people that I love. Give me strength to continue to share my life with my family, with my parish, with my friends. Despite my weakness, my age, I know I always have something to share. I have something to give. Thank you again, Lord, for this wonderful night. You know that I've been doing what I heard today the past many years of my life. I am sure that I already have made a life by serving the people that I love. I have made a life, not just a living. Thank you for bringing me here once again, for giving me the opportunity to prove to you my love by being present. Protect me, Lord, as I go home. Protect my family, so that I can arrive home safely and be with them to continue my mission, my higher purpose of commitment to serve. Bless our pastors who serve untiringly your people. Our pastors would like to reach out to all the Catholic families here in our parish at Spartanburg. Bless them and bless their ministries, Father Ed, Father Gio, and Father Ryan. May you continue allowing those who reap, sharing and giving, to harvest a bountiful and pleasing life with others. I will strive that if one day I will just be a memory in this world, surely I will make it a good one. Tomorrow we will be discussing about reconciliation, and there will be confession service after the talk. I think the talk will just be around 30 minutes or more or less, and then we will have confession for those who would like to avail of the sacrament. So we would like to thank you for this night again, and lastly, as we give our love offering as a share for our Lenten. So while I sing this song of blessing for all of you, thank you for your support for our Lenten mission. Please bow your heads after sharing your love offering. Whether near or far away, may you find that long-awaited golden day. Today, may your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and the songbird in every tree. May you shining back on every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrow. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. Sunlight shining and the songbird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back on every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrow. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet. Till we meet. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you and your families. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for coming. See you tomorrow. God bless you all.